don't know about protocols. We do have, usually when there's an idea for a project or there's maybe an inquiry or an invitation to host something like a workshop together, we propose it in the group, and then we see if there are enough interested people. And I feel like maybe that if there's one person interested, maybe it's not enough. Like we feel also with these types of works, it's important to carry on. And also if I'm involved in developing one of these publishing tools, then maybe next time we activate it, it's nice there's other people involved in it, and this way we continue the legacy of the tool, we try it out in another context, and it becomes also part of the common good of the collective. So that's my idea around it, but I think that other people, the collective, might have other ideas. It's not necessarily a protocol, but I think it's from experience, I think it's always most exciting to do something if there's like more than two people involved, and then that you have like a sort of small group accumulating around a tool or a workshop. Yeah.